This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The author of a damning book on Donald Trump is standing by everything he's written, and he dismissed the president's assertion that he had never talked to him or authorised his access to the White House. Michael Wolff, the author of the instant bestseller Fire and Fury, told US television he had spoken to the president for a total of 3 hours. The book describes the president as being mentally unfit and childlike. John Sopel in Washington has more.
The picture it paints of life in the West Wing is unsparing. Allegations of marital strain, of tears and tantrums, of dysfunction and improvisation. And the gravest charge of all, Wolf alleges that a number of his unnamed sources told him the president was mentally unfit to remain in office, a charge that brought this response from the president's spokeswoman.
It's disgraceful and laughable. If he was unfit, he probably wouldn't be sitting there.
The author says he stands by every word. The most remarkable thing about this is, given Michael Wolff's track record, why White House staff gave him access for months on end as virtually a semi-resident.
There's growing tension at the United Nations ahead of a Security Council meeting called by the US to discuss the recent anti-government protests in Iran. Russia has accused the Americans of meddling in what is a purely Iranian matter. Alan Johnston reports.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the US interfered shamelessly in the affairs of other countries. He said it used concern for human rights as a pretext, and he suggested that this call to consider the situation in Iran at the UN was another example of this. President Trump has talked of his respect for the protesters in Iran and promised them great support. But the unrest appears to have died down, and over the last few days there have been large rallies of pro-government demonstrators.
Forces backing the Syrian government have reportedly gained more ground in fighting in the rebel-held province of Idlib in the north of the country. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that over the past 24 hours, the troops and their allies had taken control of another 14 villages. World News from the BBC.